With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, you're listening to Known For, a filmography podcast with me, Bob Choi, and my co-host.
Hi, I'm Becca.
And this is just a quick follow-up to our Oscars game episode we did a little while ago. Now the results are in. And this is a real impromptu recording session because I messed up.
Yeah, a little bit.
I got the day wrong for when the Oscars were supposed to be. So we thought it was tomorrow. And then I woke up this morning and saw those results and was like, oh, we got to record.
Yeah,
and
stay off social media all day.
I had to spend the day trying to not find out one. Did you manage to hide yourself from spoilers?
I think I might have one spoiled for me, right. But I like quickly exited.
Which award?
I think main actor.
Oh, I think I know the film that won.
Right.
Like best film.
Yeah.
I think I know best actor as well. And I think I know director. I had three things.
Oh, no.
None of them explicitly said to me, but I saw things that alluded to these three things. So right. I might know those ones.
Okay. But, so we're trying to go into this a bit cold, but we've had to try and avoid at all costs spoilers throughout today. So let's get into it.
Just to remind listeners how we do this, every year me and Becca have a competition with each other to guess who's going to win the Academy Awards, and we watch as many films as we can. This year we managed to watch all the films for the categories that we chose, and then we go off and make our own ballot paper, we fill it in, and we vote for what our first choice, second choice, third choice. Bear in mind of what we think they're going to vote for, not what we think should win.
Yeah. This is you've got to get in that mindset of the Oscar panel.
Yes. So if our first choice gets it, we get 5-3-1, right?
Yeah,
We get 5 points if our first choice gets it, 3 points of our second choice, and 1 point of our second choice.
So you could do the whole thing and get your runner-up, whatever,
to be
and
honest,
win.
How you won last year is you got...
It was like
racked up little points and all the technical awards.
Yeah. So it's all to play for.
It is. So we'll. I've got a link open here with the results on it. I've tried to not have a look.
Right.
And we'll go through. I'll tally as we go.
Okay.
And it'd be fun if any of you played along at home. Oh, and the winner gets taken out for dinner by the other person. By the way.
Yeah, a venue of their choice.
Yes.
So there's a lot. There's all to play for.
There is. So let me get these results up. I guess I'll go first because I've got it here.
So our first category is Best Picture.
Best Picture, I've got it here. Ready?
Okay, so mine first choice was 1917, second choice was Irishman, and third choice was Parasite.
Wow. Okay, so mine was first 1917, second Irishman, same as yours, and my third was Marriage Story.
Oh, that was a close one. So who won?
This is one of the ones that I had alluded to already.
Right.
And I was like, surely not, because this is unprecedented. Parasite won Best Picture.
Whoa,
a foreign film.
I get 1 point.
You get, so 1 point, Becca. So this is, I've got a little bit of a quandary here. I love international cinema, but I find it, not that Parasite is an amazing winner. I love that film.
Mm.
So worthy.
But because there's an individual,
there is a category for international film.
Yeah.
Just like there didn't used to be one for animated film. And then the year Beauty and the Beast came out, it won Best Picture.
Right.
And caused a real hubbub. So then they created Best Animated Picture Award so that that wouldn't happen again. But we
That's
have
crazy,
a
right?
Best International Picture Award. Yeah. So
it's
does
not
that,
in
a- so surely Parasite's won Best International as well. Because if not, it doesn't make sense, does it?
Yeah, well, I guess we'll find out because that's on our list.
We didn't actually manage to do Best International, did we?
Ah.
Because that's the only one we didn't manage to watch the films for.
Right. Okay,
okay, so I'm going to send this link to you now.
Right, okay.
And you can tell me the next award.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, go ahead and... So, lead actress is the next category. I put... who did I put as this? I thought... I put Scarlett Johansson, number one.
Right.
Renee Zellweger, number two.
Mm-hmm.
Cynthia Erivo, number three.
Okay. My first was Renee,
mm-hmm.
second Scarlett,
mm-hmm.
and third Charlize Theron.
Okay.
So slightly different. And it goes to Renee Zellweger.
Oh.
So I get
your first
5 points. Woo.
Oh my goodness.
I'm winning, guys.
What have I got? 2 points. 3 points.
Shit.
Okay, Becca's in the lead.
Lead actor.
Right, what did you put?
Number one, Adam Driver. Two, Leo. Three, Joaquin.
Okay, number one, Adam Driver. Number two, Joaquin. Number three, Leo for me.
Oh, that was a close one. We both
and
got it.
And it was Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, damn, you got one more extra point. Two. Okay, so I get 1 point.
So what was Joaquin for you, your third choice?
Mm,
so 1 point for you.
Was he your
You're
first?
Still in, he was my second.
So you get three.
By the way, we should have actually said this. Going back, what was your choice for Best Picture on that? Actually, this is we already talked about our favourite films of the years. Yours is Jojo Rabbit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Mine was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Mm, that was amazing.
And who do you think deserved Best Actress now we've seen all those films?
I genuinely think Renee Zellweger did because her performance was outstanding compared to all the rest of the stuff
yeah,
she's done.
Yeah, she was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
And she
film,
really embodied that role.
That film to me was an all right film with a very good performance in it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I thought I probably agree with that.
Hmm.
Actor, what would you have gone with? To be honest, I'd have probably gone for Adam Driver in Marriage Story.
Yeah, that's what I went for.
Yeah.
Like he was amazing in that.
Okay, so your turn. We're on to
supporting.
No, Best Director actually, the order this is in.
Best Actor.
Director.
Best Director, right. Yeah. So I didn't scroll down.
So for this, I put 1917 number one.
Yeah, me too.
I thought because the gimmick of that, the continuous shot,
yeah.
This is a shoo-in. Number two, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And number three, Parasite.
Oh, we literally basically the same, but switch. So number two for me was Parasite and number three was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Really, really similar.
So what was the winner?
Best Director was Parasite.
Really?
Yeah.
I get a point for that.
I get three. Woohoo!
Okay, so Becca's still in the lead. Oh, no. we didn't do original song. We didn't do original score. We didn't do international feature. By the way, the winners to these were...
South Korea... sorry, Parasite did win international. Yeah, so it did. It won
of
two.
Course it had
That's
to.
Crazy, right?
So music, original song was Rocket Man. Original score was Joker. And international feature was Parasite.
Mm.
It would make no sense if it wasn't.
Mm. So what's next? Makeup and hairstyling.
We did manage to watch, by the way, Pain and Glory for international feature film, which was really good.
Yeah, it was really good. We didn't do makeup and hairstyling.
Makeup and hairstyling, when I went to Bombshell. Visual effects, that's the next one.
Yep.
It's my go, right?
Yep.
Right, okay. So what did you put for
number
visual
one,
effects?
Irishman.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Avengers Endgame. And number three, Lion King. They're my choices.
Okay, I went for Irishman number one.
Yeah.
That felt like a shoo-in because of all the de-aging
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah, crazy.
Two, The Lion King because it's the Academy Awards.
Yeah.
And three, 1917. Just because
oh,
it's
okay,
more naturalistic.
Cool.
I didn't think they were going to go for a Star Wars film or a Marvel film because
right, okay.
It's the Academy Awards and they don't consider them real films.
Mm.
If previous years were anything to go by.
Right, so let's find out.
And, yeah, it was 1917.
Oh, I don't get any points.
They always go for the ones that are more, like, less showy.
Yeah.
So nothing... You got nothing for that?
Oh, my God. So The Irishman hasn't actually got anything yet, which is crazy. Right, next.
Right, okay. So
film editing. So, what did you get? What did you choose?
Well, we're on best film editing.
Yeah, film editing.
I put number one, Ford v Ferrari.
Oh, okay.
Number two, Jojo Rabbit.
Right.
Number three, The Irishman.
Number one is Irishman for me. Two, mm-hmm. Parasite, and three, Ford v Ferrari.
And what was it?
It was Ford v Ferrari.
Oh, so what's that? 5 points for me.
Whoa. Nice.
Okay, next. Best cinematography. What did you put?
Number one, 1917. Two, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And three, The Lighthouse.
I did one, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Two, The Lighthouse. Three, 1917. Ugh. We do it in the same ones, yeah, in different orders.
Right, and what was it?
Cinematography was 1917.
Yes! Woohoo! 5 points to me.
Jeez. Okay, sound mixing next. And for that one, I put number one, Ford v Ferrari.
Right.
Number two, 1917. Number three, Ad Astra.
I put number one, Ad Astra. Two, Joker. I just took a wild guess because I've not even seen Joker. And three, 1917.
Okay. Basically, I thought like Ford v Ferrari was a really good like technical film. So all the technical was, I'm just like, yeah, Ford v Ferrari.
Mm.
So what did win Best Sound Mixing?
Best Sound Mixing went to 1917.
1917 for sound mixing. Okay, three points.
I get 1 point for me.
And then sound editing.
Yeah.
What did you put for the sound editing?
Sound editing, number one, I put Rise of Skywalker.
Mm.
Number two, Ford v Ferrari. And mm-hmm. number three, 1917.
So I did one, Ford v Ferrari, two, 1917, three, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Mm.
And the winner was Ford v Ferrari.
Oh, wow, nice.
Another five-pointer for me.
I get three.
So now we're on to the supporting roles.
Right.
So,
supporting actress. What were your choices?
I put number one, Scarlett Johansson.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Margot Robbie.
Mm.
And number three, Kathy Bates.
Okay. I'll put Kathy Bates as number one, Scarlett Johansson, then Laura Dern.
Which role would you think is most deserving?
I think Scarlett.
Yeah, JoJo. I really... That's the character that made me cry in that film. Yeah. So I would take it as that, yeah.
But I think... I don't know, right.
So go on,
best supporting actress was Laura Dern.
Really?
Woo!
That was the one I was like, surely not. It's such a like a minor role.
I got 1 point for that.
I mean, I liked her in it, but I don't think that's the one I would have gone for. No.
Well, there you go.
So zero for me. What did you get for that then?
One.
Wow. Okay, and supporting actor. Oh, which isn't here. Documentary, we didn't do that.
Feature.
We didn't do that. Costume design, we did.
This is such a weird order, and it's a different order to what was on the website.
I know. I've gone a different website, haven't I? So costume design, I did number one, Little Women, number two, Joker, number three, Jojo Rabbit.
Ooh, I got one, Jojo, two, Little Women, and three, Joker. So it still shows the same choices, just in different order. This could go any direction.
It was Little Women.
Oh, nice. I got 3 points.
Five. I think I've got this.
Still time.
Production design, go on then. And for this one, I put one Jojo Rabbit, two 1917, three Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I was 1917 number one, two Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and three Jojo Rabbit.
Same choices again.
Yeah.
And what was it?
Production design went to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Hey, I actually got one.
I got 3 points. Woo-hoo.
Live action short we didn't do. Oh, okay, we're on the screenplays.
Adapted screenplay.
What'd you put?
One, Jojo.
Mm-hmm.
Two, Joker. Three, mm-hmm. Little Women.
Okay, adapted screenplay. I did one, Irishman. Two, Little Women. Three, Joker.
And what did it go for?
And it's Jojo Rabbit.
Yes! Five.
Which I didn't even vote for.
Yeah. Right, original screenplay.
Best original screenplay. I did one, Parasite.
Right.
Two, Marriage Story.
Yep.
Three, Knives Out.
Ooh. I was one, 1917, two, Parasite, and three, Marriage Story.
Okay.
And it went to Parasite.
Oh, 5 points again.
I got three, so not too bad.
I'm storming head.
No, I don't think you are.
You don't think so? Okay.
I'm just trying to believe.
This doesn't feel as tight as last year.
Right. Animated.
Animated. I did one Missing Link.
Right.
Two, Klaus.
Yep.
Three, Toy Story 4.
I was number one, Klaus. Two, Toy Story 4, and three, Missing Link.
Okay, same choices again.
What did I go for?
Animated feature was Toy Story 4.
Toy Story 4, nice. I got 3 points.
They always give it to Pixar.
3 points. What did you get?
1 point.
Oh.
Okay, and now we're on to the last one, Best Supporting Actor. Oh, by the way, of the animated, which was your favourite?
I love Klaus. So good.
I To be honest, I probably did like Toy Story. I really liked Toy Story 4. Yeah. I did. It probably was my favorite, but I really enjoyed all of those apart from I wasn't keen on How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed all the others. So now we're on to supporting actor, the final one.
Yeah.
I put Joe Pesci, number one.
Right.
Who is probably my pick as well. Mm-hmm. I put Al Pacino, number two.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
And I put Anthony Hopkins, number three.
Okay, cool. I went for Brad Pitt as number one.
I love Brad Pitt in that role.
Yeah.
Like, him and Joe Pesci this to me like, are like the two.
Yeah. Number two was Joe Pesci for me. Yeah. And number three is Anthony Hopkins.
Okay, so who was it?
Oh, I'm doing it. Okay, it was... Oh, Brad Pitt!
Brad Pitt yes. got it! Wow, nice one, Brad. Woo. Wow, Irishman got snubbed.
Yeah, it really did.
He didn't win anything.
That's crazy.
It was up for so much.
Do you reckon it's because it's a Netflix job? No?
Hang on a sec. So was Marriage Story, and that got snubbed across the board.
Eesh.
A lot of the Academy Awards people... think of like streaming services that's being involved legit. As like not legit. Mm. And I think that's clouded some of their choices. Right. Okay. So we're just going to take a second, tot up our scores, and we'll be back.
Amazing.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Yep.
You got it?
Yep.
Who wants to say what their score was first?
You can.
I got 34 points.
I got 43!
43? Can I have a look at that?
You did a recount.
Wow. Okay, yeah. You got...
Woohoo!
I'm gobsmacked. I've lost for the second year in a row. And I got so cocky during the episode. All right, where are we going for dinner?
Have you just ripped up all your money? You're paying for my dinner.
No, I haven't got any money to rep up. So where are we going?
I think we're going to Fujihiro.
Fuji, is that Japanese place?
Yeah.
Okay, haven't been. Give it a go.
Yeah, supposed to be good.
Mine was that Italian place.
Sato, yeah.
Yeah.
I still really want to go there, though.
Well, maybe we'll go there another time, but I guess we'll be splitting the bill. All right, okay, well, I owe you dinner.
And, second year in a row. Not too bad, not too shabby.
Were there any people that weren't nominated or films or anything that weren't nominated that you thought deserved something?
I'm trying to think of what we actually saw.
Because when we were sort of in a bit of a rush when we did our nominations episode, and I really kind of wish we had time to cover this stuff on that.
Right.
Because on that episode, I was kind of gobsmacked that Portrait of a Lady on Fire wasn't nominated for international.
Yeah, actually, that is one that we saw at the International Film
Fest. It was my number
two
film of the year on our episode about that, on our forum.
It was so good. And yeah, astonishing that it's not. I wonder why... That is, if there was like a specific reason it didn't meet criteria or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
Because it feels like a real oversight that that wasn't included.
And at the film festival, that was like really beloved as well, that performance. But yeah, there was a couple that were snubbed that people were expecting. A lot of people were expecting Adam Sandler to get a nod for Uncut Gems.
Oh.
And he didn't get a nod, did he?
Yeah. That film stressed me the hell out.
Yeah, you had to call it a day on it. You had to walk out halfway through it. It was too stress-inducing. It's a good film. I enjoyed it.
I don't need it.
A couple that performances I really liked that felt should have been in there. I said on our Films of the Year list episode, like, I thought Florence Pugh was amazing in Midsommar.
Yeah.
Horror films never get sort of recognition at the awards. And for the same reason, I really feel like Willem Dafoe should have got a nom for The Lighthouse.
Mm.
But again, those roles never get their nominations. We saw 1917 the other night.
Yeah.
And the lead guy in that, I thought, was really good.
Yeah, he was great.
Because he had to do so much on his own.
Yeah.
George McKay.
Mm.
And I wasn't familiar with him in anything else.
Mm.
But he really stood out to me, as did Ana de Armas, who was the lead in Knives Out, who I wasn't familiar with. But she was, considering she was that cast was so amazing and I recognised everyone.
Yeah.
She was the one that stood out.
Her ground.
And I didn't even know who she was. So.
It was a great performance, yeah.
I also thought Christian Bale from Ford v Ferrari was due a nom after watching that.
Yeah, he was so good.
And finally, the other one, which was a standout performance for me, would have been supporting role, but it's a really odd choice as well. I thought Jonathan Majors, who was the supporting role from The Last Black Man in San Francisco, I thought he was fantastic.
Mm.
And it made me want to look him up.
Mm.
So for that, like, I would have put him as a nomination as well.
Yeah.
Because that was a really interesting performance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they were my sort of ones that I thought should have had a little nod.
Mm.
A lot of people thought Taron Egerton for Rocket Man should have had a nod. There was a lot of shock over that one.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I mean, he was all right in it. Mm. He was pretty good, actually. I'm not a big fan of him, but I thought he was pretty good in that. And I liked that film more than I thought I would. But yeah, that's the Oscars for this year.
How did you do? Let us know if you scored any better or any worse than we did.
I can't believe I lost by nearly 10 points. Shocked.
It's only two. It's a little and often.
Shocked.
That wins.
I got some big fives and then some like low zeros. But there we go. So
I only got 1-0.
Oh, well, that's where I lost then, because I got a few.
Yeah.
In a few weeks, we will be putting up our episode about Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yep.
We've nearly finished our films watch-throughs of that.
We've been watching tons. He's really good.
Yep. There's a really interesting mix. And we've had so much...
loads of suggestions.
Yeah. Well, interaction. Yeah. Audience interaction on this episode. I guess it's an episode that people have been wanting us to do for a while. So we've had so many suggestions and stuff. So that's really great.
Thanks. We've managed to fit them all in and add them to the list and watch.
I think all
the
suggested
ones
we've got through already.
Yeah.
So yeah, really appreciate that. And if as you know, the episode after that is going to be Liv Tyler. So if you have any suggestions for performances she's in or like smaller films that you think we should check out, let us know, because we really appreciate that as well.
Otherwise, I'll just be making Bob watch the entire of Lord of the Rings back
to back.
That's
the main... I understand now that the main reason for you choosing Liv Tyler was just as an excuse to rewatch Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening, guys. See you later. And we'll report back to what we thought of our Japanese food at some point.
Yeah. Cheers. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator.
Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.